producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Fixed Bayonets. We are now entering overdrive with your host, Alex Jones, broadcasting live from the front lines. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
All right, let's go to Kevin, Andrew, and Chuck. Final calls of the syndicated radio transmission of 2014. Let's go ahead and go to Kevin in West Virginia. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, about the last caller talking about Mr. Parsons and all that. In 1947, when Roswell happened, that's when Crowley was there, and also the Dead Sea Scrolls were also found around that time too. So it's a cosmic check game between Satan and God. But I called in last week, and when Steve Quayle was on and talking about the alien savior and all that, but I do believe I see, looking forward, it's almost like I see something like that happening. I want to get the warning out there, and I wanted to tell you that I am standing in the gap with you, and I will do everything that I possibly can do in my little feeble mind.
You're not feeble. God bless you, brother. But what you just hit is something I meant to talk about today. There is not just evil in the world. There's good in the world. And for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. God wants to work through us to fight the evil in the cosmic chess game, but we have to be willing to be moved when our heart moves us. And absolutely, there's not just evil in this world. We have power. And that is so profound what you said. God bless you, and thank you for your kind words. Chuck in Oklahoma, you're on the air.
Alex, how you doing today, sir?
Good, my friend. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just touching base also what Rick was saying, you know, about Crowley. You know, he did, you know, he is known for making the statement that he, you know, will give birth to the 20th century. You know, a lot of things that are going on in the world that, you know, are a lot of what he's done and talked about. And I also want to talk about the strategy that you're talking about on the race war starting up and all this, you know, craziness happening in the world, you know.
That's what Charlie Manson, who was one of them, was pushing.
Yeah, exactly.
It's going to be the race war. See how it's all the same? It's devilish. It's all just devil garbage.
Yes, sir. And I wanted to see, what would you think? I had an opinion. Would you think that this all started from when they first put Obama into office? Do you think that's the reason they put him in office?
Well, it's been going on all along, but you know, he had basically double the Wall Street money that the others did, not that they were good, because he was the man not to bring racial unity but to bring division. And so absolutely. I mean, look at Helter Skelter. Look at the race war. Look at the Manson family. Look at all of it. It's the same plan. Bring in a race war that'll then kill all the cops and the government, and then they will take over. It's the French Revolution. It's the Bolshevik Revolution. It's the same playbook. Just bam, bam, bam.
And my final question for you is, you know, you've probably heard of Phil Snyder, you know, talked a lot about this back in the 90s before, you know, he was found strangled to death with his catheter in his apartment.
Yes.
You know, he talked a lot about the underground bases. You know, he was a geologist. You know, he had him on the show.
He's been on the show. I got to jump. But yeah. What was your question about him?
Last thing, too, and you can answer this off air, is I just want to know if you've had any more contractors that have dealt with these underground bases have come out and maybe given him any more info.
No, but speaking of that, Nazi underground base was just discovered, big tunnels. That's in the Independent, secret Nazi nuclear bunker discovered in Australia by filmmaker. I'm going to cover this more on the nightly news. Andrew, last caller of the year. You got 50 seconds in Illinois. Go ahead.
Just happy New Year to you and your family. May be God blessed. And,
thank you.
Protection, guardian angels watch over you. And I just want to comment on that the partial birth abortion was a direct sacrifice to Satan. That was the whole point of it. So you get the baby out, and then they do the ritual, and they sacrifice it to Satan.
Actually, a lot of top abortionists have been turned out to be Satanists and have admitted that. It's legal human sacrifice.
That's why I want it stopped. And also on your ordering, they're sending out these coupons. Make sure that they're all honored. This one of your help says only one, and that's it. And you're done for the rest of your life. You only use one coupon.
I'm sure that's a typo or a mistake. We offer all sorts of coupons and things, but thank you so much. I'll send us the help ticket. We'll figure it out. That's it for this year. God bless you all.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and wellness, a gift that can change lives and make a real difference. In a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats, give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2014 for 30% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at SupernaturalSilver.com.
2015 is almost here, and with it comes those New Year's resolutions to finally transform your body the way you want it. There's a reason over 88% of New Year's resolutions fail. Make this year different by equipping yourself with Oxy Powder, the next level in cleansing the body naturally. Using super oxygenation, Oxy Powder, available through InfoWarsLife.com, gently cleanses the body while you sleep with easy capsules. Tens of thousands of individuals have used Oxy Powder to cleanse their bodies and aid in their transformations. Even InfoWars Nightly News Director Rob Dew has been using Oxy Powder with incredible success.
Took it that first day, and I took it for six more days after that. 12 pounds melted off in about a week. I'd say a week, 7 days.
2015 can be different. Diet and exercise are important, but a lot of us have already tried that. Oxy Powder flushes it out. Secure your Oxy Powder at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Out of my way, out of my day, out of your mind.
Well, the year 2014 is running on fumes. And we are hurtling into 2015 and beyond. Thank you for joining us on this live Wednesday worldwide broadcast. It is now December 31st, 2014, and John has a long mustache, and we're broadcasting from deep behind enemy lines. That, of course, is a line from the original Red Dawn. The chair is against the wall. The chair is against the wall. John has a long mustache. And for all of you on or behind enemy lines, this song's for you. In fact, if you go back about 18 years ago, I cut myself a liner with that from Red Dawn, and then it went into a cool song. I forget exactly what it was, but we should redo that because it's an oldie but a goodie to illustrate that we are in quasi-occupied under FEMA, an emergency reorganization under the private Federal Reserve using the War Powers Act of 1933. We are under this emergency reorganization. In fact, Bernadine Smith of the Second Amendment Foundation out in California about 16 years ago, and I've torn apart our storage facilities. If anybody can find it, I think she's still around. We should get her on. Maybe she'll send me another one. She sent me this huge binder that she made for the show that I've shown on back then on an Access Television show. I flipped through it on Access Television. There's a tape of that somewhere. But she had the actual, not just photocopies of a lot of stuff, the actual New York Times from 1937 with the 10 reorganization under the Federal Reserve regions as a proposal, but admitting it was, you know, we've gotten out of the Depression or partially, and this is what will save America, is the Federal Reserve directly running government out of the 10 regions. And Jay Rockefeller, John D., thinks it's a fabulous idea and is financing and hearing in Congress. I mean, that article itself, or somebody's got to go to the microfilm and find the, because it's pretty much the exact same regions. A few of the lines are drawn differently, but it's 10 regions. And then by 1979, we went under that. And so we can talk about Clinton, and we can talk about Obama, and we can talk about Jeb Bush all day long. But in the final equation, we're under an occupied government. And you still have vestigial Congress and vestigial courts. You still have the old system running parallel to it that isn't perfect, but is our constitutional republic. And you've got the new system that got a beachhead in 1913 for 101 years now. It's been 101 years and a week, exactly. December 23rd, 1913, three senators in the illegal quorum call passed the Federal Reserve Act. They also then rammed through the IRS Act. And they also rammed through with fake certifications from the states, getting rid of senators being elected by legislatures at the state level. Can you imagine the power states had then they were supposed to have? The House was openly elected, popularly elected. So that gave the federal government some power there. But the states voted at the legislature for the U.S. senator. People like Davy Crockett, when he was a senator, wouldn't do what he was exactly told by the legislature, and they'd recall him and any other senator and get them on the floor and just interrogate them and chew them out. And we're going to have a vote right now to remove you. We're going to vote for a new senator right now today. That's the kind of stuff went on. And the reason I bring up those points of history is that now we have this imperial federal government, more and more an imperial House leadership, an imperial Senate leadership, an imperial executive, an imperial judiciary, and the very fabric of the Bill of Rights and Constitution is being openly dissolved, and the final columns are being eaten away that hold up the republic. And once the republic collapses, we are in a lawless vacuum. The RAND Corporation, for more than 30 years, has prepared the militarization and corruption through asset forfeiture, seizure, and federal control of the police and the phony drug war. The Hegelian dialectic of problem, reaction, solution. And now they prepare, I've said for over a decade, I've been on there 20 years, but over a decade, when they prepare a civil war and they start promoting race war and they start promoting that the way to fight government is to go out and randomly shoot police, you know they're preparing the National Stabilization Force to come out of the crisis that they are pulling the trigger on. And now all of the, be like an aircraft, if you had a bunch of emergency switches and a bunch of emergency dials, a bunch of emergency indicators, and bzz, 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 one's going off, and bzz, 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 two, three, bzz, 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 bzz. Now the whole dash is going, smoke's coming out of the engine, alert, 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 it's all happening. Global government being openly announced. The sexualization and targeting of our children accelerating. just the open pharmakia being dumped into the food supply. And you see the cancer rates, the retardation rates, the deformity rates, the diabetes rates, the mental illness rates, all skyrocketing exponentially up. Alert, alert. Ooh, ooh. Now you need those sounds out of Star Trek or something, a Star Trek alert. Can we find one of those? Because that's what this is. It's like 50 Klingon ships just uncloaked and are firing on us. And I'm just sitting here pointing it out that all the dials are just flashing red like a Christmas tree. And you're seeing it start. I mean, I can't even cover all the videos and all the articles that just came out today of black-on-white attacks by folks watching mainstream media and MSNBC and the Internet that just says the answer is randomly go out and knockout game, you know, attack some white people. And now chilling threats popping up all over social media and being painted on roadsides. A cop will be killed New Year's night in Rogers, Arkansas. 12/31/14, MS-13. Of course, MS-13 targets police. And the local media is like, who's that? And the issue here is this is all being allowed to get stirred up. And then it will cause a resurgence of the Ku Klux Klan, who will go out and engage in the exact type of mindless, tribal, idiotic, base systems. And you will have groups of white youth, I predict, as this gets worse, going out and, like cowards do, targeting weak people, old people. Notice that's who's being targeted by the racist black gangs, old people, young people, people in wheelchairs. And in the backdrop, the excuse for all this is the gladiatorial videos we see everywhere of thug, out-of-control police, out of 2 million police in this country or more. The training is bad. The system is corrupt. The society is unraveling. There are a lot of bad departments. There are a lot of bad police. But it doesn't matter. It's simply a detonator, an excuse to start the conflagration. I mean, look at this. Black thug beats elderly man in suspected racial attack. Attack took place in broad daylight. Assailant did not seek money. And this is the type of stuff I have that I just mentioned. Meanwhile, Twitter bans hashtag Women Against Feminism founder for saying Christmas is not oppressive to women. Account erased for quoting radical feminist-owned words. Facebook, Twitter. People say, well, why are you on Facebook particularly? Censors us and memes we put out in articles. Because it's a useful platform, even when they're censoring us, we're going to stay in the fight. They're trying to deny us that zone. They're trying to deny us access for a reason. And if I've had to threaten to sue Google or YouTube, or I had to threaten and have lawyers send letters to Facebook, which we've done, I will do it. Because they claim they're this open, free area as long as you don't violate their rules. Well, if I don't violate their rules, they're discriminating against me. They're going to give me entrance into that so-called commons. They just want to data mine the general public. They don't want us in there warning people. Well, guess what? We're going to do it. And just like the Navy SEAL groups that exposed the Benghazi cover-up and things got their memes and sites shut down, the woman behind a movement against radical feminism has had her Twitter account erased after she merely quoted the words of radical feminists she was engaging in debate with. Janet Bloomfield's account, Judy Bitch One, which had amassed 15,000 followers and boasted a weekly reach of approximately 50,000, was removed from Twitter after Bloomfield, an innovator of the hashtag Women Against Feminism, tweeted out a quote from the feminist writing in London Guardian. That's right. You don't quote Gruber, or you don't quote a feminist. You don't quote when the environmentalists say kill people that don't believe in man-made global warming. Bloomfield, that's what they always censor, is what's documented. Bloomfield took issue with an article penned by Jessica Valente, who argued on the Guardian website, comment is free section, that women are oppressed at Christmas time because they are burdened with all the chores that come with the festive season, such as wrapping up presents. How about all the women I know love Christmas and are the main drivers of it and love wrapping presents? How about that? That's what I've observed in my life. I feel like I get burdened when it gets too big. But that doesn't matter. All she did was quote that, and they shut her account down. Oh, but Islamic State publishes interview with captured pilot and asks Twitter followers how to kill him and don't have their Twitter account deleted. See what I mean? You can. It's just it's crazy.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Way today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril, and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hi folks, Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed, and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hard-working American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. No matter how hard you try, you can't stop
us now. Look at this headline on Infowars.com. And we have the video. TV host reported to police for hate crime of asking why a fat person is fat. It became personally offensive, and I believe it's a hate crime. I'd like to report it. We're going to talk about political correctness some today when Pastor David Manning joins us. But this is the mind control. Target is in trouble for having a white Annie in their displays. So it doesn't matter that the new movie is out, and I believe that's a black Annie. I think I saw the ad. Who cares? You could have a black Annie, a white Annie. Yeah, it's kind of like they used to have Peter Pan was a boy. Now to be feminist, they're making it a girl. Whatever. It's the people that own the Annie franchise. They can do whatever they want. But see, it's all about making that a crime or that some type of dirty slight to someone. But, if you want to capture a pilot and then prepare to behead them and promote that online, that's okay. If you want to criticize feminism and say that it's a tyranny, we're going to delete your Twitter account or your Facebook account. But if you want to go online and say, kill Alex Jones all day, there's not a problem. Something else I've noticed about this propaganda, I've been saying forever, we don't want violent revolution in this country, and we don't want them to start a civil war. We don't want them to infiltrate the militia and try to set the militia up for violence. We know the feds have been caught doing that a lot. I mean, it's even in the New York Times that they've done that. In almost every case, the Hatari militia, who I warned was clearly being infiltrated and set up, but months before. They weren't even in the news, and I saw one of their videos and played it, and I said, this is a setup. I can see federal scripting. Then they went in and busted them. They're sitting there driving along with them, and the tapes that were released, and, you know, the UN takes over, starts putting us all in camps and killing us. What do we do? Well, we might have to fight back to defend ourselves. And then the judge, even in the trial, to the judge's credit, was like, you've indicted them and held them for a year in jail for saying if there's a takeover and the government's killing everyone like Nazi Germany, that they'll have to defend themselves and have to try to restore local government order with the police? Well, we'll have to work with the locals and try to defend against that and try to stay. And I could tell that group was being infiltrated by some of the members' videos I was seeing online that were clearly meant to set them up. And indeed, it came out they'd been infiltrated by two feds, one an FBI agent, one an informant. As if you infiltrate a militia. Militias should be wearing suit and ties and out speaking at the city council meetings. And then if you want to go do maneuver training in rural areas, I love that the militia always seems to do rural training. As if you're going to be in a bunch of rural combat with the New World Order. We need to be in an info war combat to stop the physical war. But if you're doing real training, it would be taking over TV stations, taking over radio stations, not physically, with your own equipment. It'd be hacking in down the street. It'd take them a week to figure it out. It'd be how to do leaflet drops. It'd be how to run psyops. It'd be with the truth. It'd be how to wake up locals. And I'm not criticizing the militia. I'm just showing how it's all a psyop, just as the feds on record in the 80s and 90s infiltrated militias, set them up to look violent for the national news, to demonize the idea of the constitutional militia that is just basically the civil defense or the posse, as America is apple pie, as George Washington. And they did a pretty good job demonizing it, didn't they? Well, now they want to demonize the idea of legitimate demonstration against globalization, against loss of property rights, against violations of free speech that are totally legitimate. Well, how do you do that? Well, you just send in a bunch of Ford Foundation, anarchist, rich kid, 20-year-old, zit-faced lackeys to go around saying, deck the halls with dead cops in Ferguson and New York. Leading it are a bunch of communist agitators. We showed people on TV, on the nightly news, the signs and the groups that they were handing out to the black people. There wasn't one black person that we've caught on videotape anywhere in this country leading any of this. It's a bunch of communist agitators. And you can go right back to the Workers' Party and the Communist Party. They don't even hide it. It's on the signs. And let me tell you, I got a lot of problem with police training and bad cops that are out there. And I get upset about it. I wrote the book on it, literally. And made Ford films on it, trying to stop it. But let me tell you, the cops had a lot of restraint. In fact, I think too much. You come marching by me at my house or anywhere else and saying, deck the halls with Alex Jones' dead family, you're going to get punched in the nose. Because that's a violent threat. But notice they're being told to stand down and let it just stir up and stir up and stir up. It's so incredibly obvious. the destabilization of this country, of Russia, of the Middle East. Meanwhile, we're fighting over Target ads with a white Annie. Annie used to be white, now she's black, but you go back to white, it's bad. It's just mindlessness. Infowars.com. I'll give the number. I'll take your calls coming up.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone, so call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLine.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information there compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
I'm telling you, change cover.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them. Help
the first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today. Or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
I want to say something before our time gets away from us here today. I am extremely happy with the crew I've got. Nico and CJ and Richard and John Bound, everybody else running the radio show every day, radio/TV, a broadcast that reaches over 3 million individuals every day, more than 15 to 18 million people a week. Extremely exciting, extremely blessed, extremely humbled, extremely honored. And we couldn't do it without the crew. We couldn't do it without you, the listeners and the supporters, the AM and FM affiliates. Do you realize what a godsend it is that we're on in big cities and small towns all over this country, over 170 AM and FM affiliates? Let those stations know you appreciate them. Spread the word to friends and family. become a sponsor of the station or let those local businesses know that you're giving them support and visiting them and are patrons because of what they've done. It also shows how far we've come for liberty, that if you read Wired Magazine or you read even CNN's website a lot of the time, it reads like InfoWars. So this news of global government and what's being set up cannot be hidden anymore. That's very positive news going into the new year. So I want to say for 2014, it was an absolutely horrible year in so many respects. Just like A Tale of Two Cities, as I've said 1,000 times, the best of times, the worst of times. Have you guys print me that opening page? I want to read that. Thank you. Or just put it on screen. It's so apropos. Lost a couple family members this year. My grandmother started having a lot of real serious health problems this year. And had a lot of other major attacks go on. But at the same time, some of the best things that ever happened to us for getting the truth out happened this year as well. So you got to take the good with the bad, and I am very blessed and honored to be here. And I thank God for consciousness, and I thank God that my heart turns towards good and that I want to be good, and I thank Jesus for his sacrifice on the cross. I just love Christ so much, and I couldn't do any of this without my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And I just ask God to help humble me more and help make me strong. Going back to the quote from A Tale of Two Cities by Charles Dickens, one of my favorite writers, it was the best of times, it was the worst of times. It was the age of wisdom, it was the age of foolishness. It was the epoch of belief, it was the epoch of incredulity. It was the season of light, it was the season of darkness. It was the spring of hope, it was the winter of despair. We had everything before us, we had nothing before us. We were all going direct to heaven. We were all going direct the other way. In short, the period was so far like the present period that some of its noisiest authorities insisted on it being received for good or for evil in the superlative degree of comparison only. Nobody can write like Charles Dickens. Every paragraph of all of his books are so rich and are poetry. And the average person is so dumbed down today, they can't even understand that. And I don't say that from an elitist perspective. I have trouble reading it and understanding it. Once I grasp it, it's so beautiful. Pearls Before Swine, though, for the general public now, they're wrecked minds. Are salvageable, though, in my humble opinion. I want to open the phones up. What do you think the most important news? It's good to reflect. Don't want us always moving so fast in the rat race or only focusing on what's currently happening. We don't reflect. What was the most important thing that happened in 2014, good or bad? And in your gut, what do you think 2015 is going to be like? You can see the destabilization campaign economically, spiritually, culturally, physically, taking place everywhere. You can see evil pulling out the stops. As global government plays every nation and every people off against each other with scientific aplomb, like a centrifuge sucking everything into the center, sucking out the energy, sucking out the wealth, waging war, debasing the currencies, to build the giant corporate world government exempt from the laws, exempt from the taxes, the new royalty above us. Modern, scientific, godlike versions of Kim Jong-un, but just as disgusting and stinking in their colossal scale. You stare at Kim Jong-un and you can grasp the foolishness, the weakness, the entitlement, everything given to him, the pleasure palaces, the sex slaves, the torture, the death. You can see the rot in a man who can hardly walk, and he's a young man. You can see the soul sucked out of his eyes, and still you do not pity him. Even though he was born into it. The filth spawned of a communist king and his communist son and the next third line of filth. And then we look up from that that we can laugh at in all its horror and then stare upon the true God of evil. Does not look so weak as Kim Jong-un. So much more sophisticated, 1,000 times 1,000 slicker and more creeping. The devil of the West. The West is the best, to quote Jim Morrison, and it'll do the rest. Yeah, I'm talking about Texas Big Beat Radio. All right, enough. They tried to bury us. They didn't know we were seeds. Mexican proverb. No army can stop an idea whose time has come. It is only through the oppression that we become strong. The problem is the oppression is psychic. It's cultural. They gave us ugly icons. They gave us stinking icons. They gave us failed systems and twisted art and things that didn't make sense. Look at children's cartoons now. Total mindless gibber. And it's declassified that it's meant to screw them up. What type of elite would seek to screw up children? The same ones that would put sodium fluoride in the water. Known to lower IQ 10 points if you drink it just a few years. Harvard study, look it up. Thousands of studies, thousands and thousands and thousands every decade. Going back to the 20s, University of Texas had the same findings as Harvard in a 1932 study I've read on air about testing it on pigs and rats. The infertility, the obesity, the lethargy. You give fluoride water to horses for a year, they're dead. Anybody that's in horse or cow production will tell you that you do not give them city water. And anybody that goes into the horse business and near a city and uses tap water finds out real soon. And if they hire anybody around their stables that knows, they go, you don't give them city water full of chlorine and fluoride. That'd kill your horses. Because something thoroughbred like that can't take as many insults as a human. The more beautiful, the stronger, the more elegant, the less insults it can take. Horses can't handle fluoride, folks. But I digress. This is the same system attacking us, willing to hurt us, willing that killer blow upon humanity. And all the big billionaire tech people, whether it's Joy or Thiel or Schmidt or Kurzweil, all of them, to a man, are in the news every couple of weeks going, I'm going to live forever. I'm going to be a god. I'm going to merge with computers. The planetary government is coming. Humans are done. It's all over. And you're hurting the earth. And yes, the discussions are, how do we get rid of you? They write it in article after article after article. I've made film after film and given you report after report as they sit there openly discussing what they're going to do to us, how they're going to release the airborne Ebola. How they're going to set up the death panels. How they're going to reduce our population down to zero at the TED Talk with Bill Gates. And the crowd laughs when he puts up the equation that shows zero humans. He goes, how am I going to get to this number is the only question. And he puts up the equation that says all humans will be killed. And you've got this trendy group in there. They know how to read an equation. And it's so funny because they know the public, hit from birth with fluoride and GMO and television with their brains wired wrong, doesn't see a threat coming at them because they're not wired. See, we still got our instincts even though they brain damage us. But we're hardwired that we go into the cave at night. Big cats like to sit at the entrance. That's why kids have an instinct not to want to go in and out of doorways at night. It's been proven with epigenetics. Because, see, big cats in every culture wouldn't eat a big male or female coming out of the cave to urinate or whatever at night. But a little three-year-old coming out is a juicy treat. And so children are scared of doorways and entrances all over the world. They don't know why they're scared, but there's monsters with big teeth. Well, there are none of those monsters today, unless you're living in Africa or India. But let me tell you, if you didn't have those instincts, you wouldn't be alive. But see, do we have instincts to face GMO in our food? Do we have instincts to face fluoride in our water? Do we have instincts to face computer games and TV that rewire children's brains and brain damages them on record? Look it up. Are we ready to face binary weapons in the food supply? Do we know how to face global corporate government where the armies wear suits and meet in secret and meanwhile deploy systems to make us kill each other over what color we are? Well, humans follow instinct, but humans can also transcend at points in our development and make jumps. Evolutionary jumps. And I don't mean evolution in the debate between the eugenicist Darwin and your local preacher. It says, ain't no monkey my uncle. Everybody laughs. We're not talking about the fake debates they set up. See, that's the mind control. We're talking about evolutionary jumps in technology, evolutionary jumps in understanding, awakenings. We could stop this if we just decided we had value, if we just decided we weren't crap, and if we started acting like it, started having strength and honor. The average person in the government and in the corporate system wants that, but they've been kept small, they've been kept corralled, they've been kept in authoritarian systems, and they're now just deploying onto us what they've already been under. And so we will reach them with the passion of the truth, the sexiness of the truth, the beauty of freedom. If you just have freedom and are offering freedom, I'm not selling freedom, I'm showing you where it is. Wild horses will drag them to us, but you're not going to need wild horses to drag them away to freedom. You couldn't hold them, but meanwhile, we're told out of this whole world government, IMF, World Bank, Ex-Im Bank, UN, global treaties, DARPA, the CIA, Defense Intelligence, NSA, all the other agencies of the world, all the other secret societies of the planet, that the enemy is the police. So we'll attack the police, harden them to then be servants of the system. Or the enemy is a white man at a bus stop. Beat his head in, show the whites. And I guarantee you that old white man goes back to his tiny apartment and barely has enough food to eat. This is a poor area. I read the story about it. And lives just like a black guy right next door to him is poor. Watches the same television shows, has the same hopes and dreams, has the same red blood. But they got us killing each other. See how that works? Because tribalism is our instincts. It's not just children afraid of a big cat. Or a hyena or some wolves going to eat them if they go out away from mommy and daddy. If they go outside the house when it's dark, that's when the predators hunt. But see, nowadays the predators hunt in broad daylight with slick advertising and all the packaging of a game show host where you're invited to the party. Why, you're lucky if you get to be part of the New World Order. Speaking of slick advertising, we don't really have slick advertising. I just try to develop the very best hot products I can that I personally use, whether it's the ProPure G2 filters and clearly filtered discounted 10% off promo code WATER, or whether it is the 2015 Resolution Pack promo combo. And this is what we came up with that we know from our own personal experiences and that of listeners has the most dramatic effect. I'm going to tell you right now, I've gone from 279 pounds to about 225 pounds or so. And I got big muscles, but I'm going down to 200. And I, myself, don't follow the X2 Super Male Vitality every day. I do it almost every other day, a couple times a day when I remember. I'm going to do it this month of January 2015. Every day, two or three times a day, the maximum dosages that are allowable. And I'm going to do the same amount of eating and exercise to see what it does. And I'm going to start taking photographs today of my face and my body. In fact, I'm going to take my shirt off, folks. And we're going to go, we should have been doing this the last 6 months where I lost even more weight. But I'm going to see what I can do in a month. And I'm going to eat the same. And I'm going to exercise the same. But I'm going to religiously do the oxy powder, So I'm finishing that up right now, and I'm going to take the other supplements available at InfoWarsLife.com. I'm going to take the proprietary Secret 12 vitamin B12 fusion that is the most bioavailable, absorbable from our research, lingually in the mouth. It's the very same kind people inject. I mean, it's that grade. But taken in the mouth, and there's no sugar, no additives. You'd be like, why does this taste like candy? This is a vitamin your kids are going to love. You get that, Super Male or Super Female Vitality, and Oxy Powder, a huge discount. It comes to a huge amount off. It's up on the site, InfoWarsLife.com. You know that over the past several months, I've been challenging my body and losing weight. You can see the difference. I've lost more than 30 pounds total just this year, other 20 before that. I've been working out and trying to eat right, but I have always done these things over the past few years with different results. I lose weight, and then some would come back. Even running a few miles a day, I'm not doing that now because of torn Achilles. The difference for me has been testing firsthand our InfoWars Life products, and I've been getting more serious about cleansing my body. And I'll tell you about the finish of this when we come back, and then we're going to go to our guest, open the phones up as well today. There's a ton of news we haven't gotten to. There's a new Gruber video, secret Nazi bunker was found in Austria. A drone discovers a lake of feces. I'll tell you why that's important. I wonder if that's where Gruber lives. Stay with us.
Hey, Boomer! I learned in school today that 60% of our bodies are made of water. Good thing we have the Berkey system. It's the cleanest, best water ever. Mom says it's because the Berkey filtration system cleans out the bad stuff and leaves only pure, delicious water. I know, right? You love it, too. Yeah, I'm thirsty, too. Let's go get some. Get Berkey clean water by calling 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Or visit GoBerkey.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
From the water table, to our soils, to the atmosphere itself. Our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Hey everyone, I'm having lots of fun with my new Ghost 80% AR-15. This baby shoots like a dream. Hey, thanks Guns80.com. You know, friends ask me all the time why I wanted a Ghost AR-15. That's easy. You see, my buddy Mark kept telling me that I'd better go to Guns80.com to get myself a Ghost AR-15 before they outlawed them. I thought he was just paranoid, so I ignored him. Well, at first. But then I started hearing government media types talking about making guns illegal, about the president signing on to a UN treaty that could take my gun rights away. You know, it really bugged me, so I dug in, I did the research, and I realized that Mark was right all along. I know now that having an unregistered Ghost AR-15 is the right answer. I'm a proud 80% Ghost AR-15 convert, you should be too. The answer's really simple. Get your Ghost AR-15 at GunsAD.com. The big sale is on right now. Go to GunsAD.com. That's GunsAD.com. Guns80. The number's 80.com.
Every morning at the mine, you can see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder, narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Alex Jones here back live.
Big John.
Tomorrow, I thought we should do something, but there's just not time in 3 hours to get to all of them. So we're going to have a special sometime next week where we're going to air on the nightly news more of the interviews. But Viggo Mortensen, Charlton Heston, Geraldo Rivera, Rowdy Piper, Jesse Ventura, Russell Brand, Mike Judge, lead singer of Korn, Michael Savage, Joe Rogan, Dave Mustaine, Willie Nelson, David de Rothschild, and a whole bunch of other people, the famous folks that have been on the show and talked about the New World Order. Billy Corrigan, the list really does go on and on. We should probably re-air some of the best interviews or parts of it with Ted Nugent. I mean, it's just, in fact, send us emails at showtips@infowars.com. Who would you like to hear a boiled-down best-of interview with? I mean, there have been so many. See, I like it when I had, like, a number three in the Japanese government on about 9/11 being an inside job, or when we had folks on from the Fukushima reactor, or when I had the former head of the German CIA, Andres von Bülow, on, or General Hamid Ghul on, the former head of Pakistani intelligence. I mean, those are the really cool interviews. Or like when I've had Navy SEAL families on about the bomb and the helicopter to get rid of them because the bin Laden raid was fake. I think of those as epic interviews. We should probably, from time to time, dredge that stuff up and do just most hardcore interview flashbacks, because we never do this. But tomorrow, we're going to have a whole bunch of stuff. I don't know. We could air some of the Charlie Sheen stuff before he went off the rails. Charlie's really a sweet guy. Known him for like 10 years now. But I tell you, I should never let him do that last interview when he, for an hour and a half, went off on his family and stuff. I've already apologized for that. I don't know if we're going to air any Sheen stuff, but there's a lot here. There's a lot, so that's a lot of that's coming up tomorrow. Crew's working really hard to get that together, so I'll be tuned in tomorrow, I know, certainly. And I'll be back live, Lord willing, you never know, Friday here in studio, and next Sunday for the 4 to 6 transmission as well. We're going to go to break, come back with Pastor Manning. I'm going to give the number out on the race war the system's trying to start. Do you agree? Do you disagree? I'd like to hear from the folks out there that are criticizing me. Because even if the police were pure evil, which they're not, the system wants us to go out and have violence with them to bring in martial law. I mean, this is clearly the false flag, folks, and I've been predicting it. It's not like I just started saying this now. And so I've noticed I'm getting a lot of more threats and stuff now because, like, you side with the police, you're dead too. I'm siding with justice and common sense and not being part of cold-blooded murder of innocent people. When the cops do it, they should get in trouble. But the people that did it should, not some cop in another state. Just like when somebody else does something, I don't get blamed for it. What's good for the goose is good for the gander. But back to the resolution pack with the super male, the super female vitality, the oxy powder discounted, and, of course, you can also get the Secret 12, super vitamin B12. This is one of the biggest specials, if not the biggest ever. 48% off, 48% off to introduce you to these products. We're almost losing money at that point because our markup is usually about, you know, what it costs us and everything, and the marketing and the production and making it and the liability, you know, research and everything is to bring you the highest quality, the lab testing. 48% off to introduce you to these products, the Resolution Pack. I believe it'll blow you away. Take the challenge. Do it with me in the next month. Order it right now. The Resolution Pack at InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assaulting.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They're never going to stop. They're never going to de- deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative. Destroy Prison Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.